Speaking of that, fries.com open.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if Tiger asked the guy if he had some fries to go along with that hot dog he threw at him.
Yeah, I saw that story this morning. Yeah, evidently a guy had been at the refreshment tent all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, came out, threw a hot dog at Tiger.
Running toward the seventh green, threw a hot dog in the direction of TW during the final round. Dan Diggins, his head of security for Fry's Electronics, says the man immediately dropped to the ground and allowed himself to be arrested. He was taken off the property.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, really. Did not reveal the man's name other than to say he would be taken to jail. Woods was about to putt when it happened. Players say the bun fell well short of where Woods was standing, and the hot dog went on to the green. Woods resumed his putting as if nothing had happened, although he missed the putt. So,
yeah.
I guess,
oh,
so even though the guy didn't quite hit him, he could say he iced Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that's right. He had an effect on his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Woman in China really did not want to pay the admission fee to get into a castle. So she climbed the wall. It's 70 feet high.
Jeez.
70 feet high. Woman completed the climb with no rope or safety equipment, evading the $4 fee to enter the grounds. So some nearby tourists tried to copy her. They weren't as successful. They fell and broke their legs. Three other people had to be rescued by local police. One eyewitness said, quote, she ran up the wall like a goat and made it look easy. Because that's how they sound in China.
Is that how they do it?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Babe,
yeah.
Excuse me. She ran up the wall like a goat. That's how they sound in China.
It's those southern Chinese.
Yeah.
Those one-tooth Chinese. Yeah. There you go.
A little techie stuff for you here.
No. I saw a lot of techie stuff Saturday, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, you matter of fact, there was techie stuff in the bus I read.
I was going to say, you didn't have to ride any of those buses, did you?
No.
They threw poo in the bus? Really?
Yes.
They threw poo in the bus.
They threw poo in the bus.
We don't mean Winnie.
No. I found some. I don't remember where I read it, but someone said it. I think best when they said, you know, you have to be going to a school like Tech to think that picking up poo and smearing it inside of a bus means the joke is on the other person.
Yeah,
a bus that you rented in Lubbock.
Yeah. Exactly. That Tech rented. You know.
Yeah.
It's not like the Aggies took Yellow Dogs from College Station to Lubbock.
Or A&M rented, but they the buses came from Dallas, I believe, right? Yeah, they came from the Dallas area. So.
Very smart. But you know what? but you know what? Anybody that thinks that works that's going to be magically left behind by going to the Southeastern Conference, you're fooling yourself. I'm not saying that it'll be poo on the bus or anything like that. But if you think that the fans are obnoxious only in the Big 12, then you are fooling yourselves. And anyone who's ever been to an A&M LSU athletic contest can attest to that. It doesn't matter if it's basketball or tiddlywinks or football or whatever, underwater basket weaving, you know, LSU fans, you're going to tell me Auburn fans or Alabama fans, Florida fans, yeah, just wait.
Well,
just wait.
Well, you know, being obnoxious and all that, that's one thing, but being just, you know, out and out classless, as I unfortunately witnessed again this last Saturday, you know, that's purely something else. But
well,
and I'm not talking about the bus thing. I'm talking about things at the game. The first tortilla that I saw come from the stands, it hit a Tech campus policeman.
See?
And she was not pleased at all.
Bad life decision
there. Yeah, really a misguided tortilla.
A bad life decision.
Yeah, it really was,
Well, see, there was a time when I remember when I was in school, they were selling lemon chills, and people were throwing the lemon chill lids on, you know, toward Kyle Field. So it's, you know, but again, you know, and I'm not defending Texas Tech, but, you know, just before we get on our maroon high horse, hello.
Yeah, did anybody pull swords on us?
As far as I know, no.
No.
At two, See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And my experience has always been Aggie fans, for the most part, are some of the nicest people until the Aggies lose.
Uh-huh.
And then there's some of the not nicest people. Saw a fight break out in the stands in Salt Lake City in 2004.
Oh, man.
I've seen yelling back and forth. Aggies are not pleasant losers. And so to sit there and say that, well, you know, we are always classic. No, don't go there. Cuts both ways. And besides,
well, no, you're right. But I've been on the sideline a lot, and I have yet to see in mass Aggie students boo the opposing band.
I've
yet to see that Aggie students boo the opposing band. Haven't seen it yet. I've seen it now for seven straight trips to Lubbock.
I thought you were going to talk about booing an injury.
Well, you know, that's another thing. They booed every defensive injury because they suspected that they weren't genuine injuries. That's what they did. And I'm not saying whether they all were or they all weren't, but some of them were genuine. And, you know, if a kid's really hurt, you hate for him to get up and, you know, to a chorus of boos. And that's what happened. So,
only thing I'll say about that is if you're going to fake an injury, you don't fake an injury after a third down conversion that gives Tech a first down. You fake it on second down when third down's coming up to give your defense time to catch the break.
That's true. And
the other thing, I'm pretty sure I've heard boos at Kyle Field for the team wearing maroon. Just saying.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So, once again,
there we go.
We best be careful living in glass houses.
Hi, welcome.